Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And as I said a few minutes ago, Starcom, our partnership with StarcomRadioNetwork.com takes us into many cities across the United States and different countries. So wherever you are hearing this show, we would love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim, Betty, and up in Indiana, Shell here, those three, you guys are the ones that pick up all the requests. And we get a lot of requests coming in and a lot from people we don't know. And that's fine. We want you to use the prayer line because God answers prayer. And Amen. We see it all the time, don't we, PJ?
Amen. And when you get a praise report.
Yes.
You know, when God answers your prayer, please let us know because we like to send those back out. You know, praise God. We just had one from Cindy that we sent out.
Yes, yes.
And I do keep, I save those.
I know you do. I love it.
Because it's...
We want to hear the answers to prayer.
And it's important. I really believe it's important to be able to go back and look and just to be reminded. I mean, that's one very important thing about the scriptures is, and I just read Psalm 78 about telling God's wonders to your children, to the next generation. Yes. We have this now. Where we can say, look at what God has done.
There's nothing that God can't do.
Right.
All things are possible to him who believes, right? All things are possible. And God said to us in Jeremiah, is there anything too difficult for me?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know it's funny because I actually put that in one of the prayers because we mentioned that last Wednesday and all of a sudden, Lord God.
I know.
So I was singing that.
We used to sing that at Cornerstone in Newcastle, Indiana.
I thought, I need to put that in the prayer request.
Is there anything too difficult?
Nothing is too difficult
for
God.
You know, we get requests from people everywhere with relatives, friends, coworkers that are dangerously ill, been in an accident, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, people. Send it in, and Pastor Jim or Betty in Indiana or Shell here in Wesley Chapel will pick up the request and get it out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, just send an email to prayers@BOHM Global. BOHM is Beacon of Hope Ministries. So that's an easier way to remember it and spell it correctly. Prayers@BOHMglobal.com. You know, that was done about 3 years ago that we changed everything and put the global in there, the BOHM Global. The Beacon of Hope Ministries.com still works. They both work. But we felt like we knew we were going global, and that was before all of this work in Mexico began.
Right, prophetically speaking.
Yes,
and we
knew. Yes, absolutely. I'll be going back in June. Probably my kids, a couple of my kids, my son Mark and his wife Candy will probably be joining me. And we have a lot going on there in Puebla. And so if you get a chance, just try to find the website, which is www.radio, that's R-A-D-I-O, Libre, L-I-B-R-E, .soy, S-O-Y. And that's Radio Free IM. So and we are on the air. And to a community there of 1 to 2 million people, and internet-wise, this is on the internet right now before we do go AM, and it is around the globe, so anybody can listen. Pastor Jim, would you please introduce our next song?
Okay, this is another golden oldie, but, you know, and she's actually, the singer of this song is actually giving her farewell tour. She's been singing since the 70s.
She's giving her farewell tour now?
She's giving her farewell tour now.
Sandy Patty? Oh,
Sandy Patty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They Could Not.
Yes.
By Sandy Patty. Great song, great singer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Praise God. Woo! They could not keep him in the grave. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He is the risen Lord this day on Resurrection Day here in 2016. And we are celebrating it with some great older music, some of it, and some of it brand new. And just celebrating the resurrection of Jesus on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. It's exciting, Pastor Jim, to be able to hear these songs again and realize they couldn't stop this. This was God's plan.
Exactly.
They could not stop it. They thought they could.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, there's so much right there. I mean, Paul says, you know, if the demons and if the devil knew what was going to happen, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory.
Just didn't know.
Because this the resurrection ended Satan's
right
legal claim to the earth.
Right.
I mean, he just ended it.
Right.
Jesus took the keys back.
Right.
Also, I mean, without the resurrection, Paul says we're still in our sins.
Right.
You know, we're hopeless. We're most to be pitied among all men, I believe he says. Because, you know, it's foolishness.
Right.
Unless there's a resurrection, there's no forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
So why, you know, so basically why bother is what Paul said.
You know, you said something and just really rang with me just a moment ago. Satan didn't know. Satan did not realize the effect of the crucifixion.
I'm sure he thought that, okay, I've won.
Right.
I've won. And of course, we know Jesus spent those 3 days.
Right.
In the underworld.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, ooh, I get goosebumps just picturing
yes.
this. I believe that, you know, just all of a sudden, just light flooded Sheol.
Right.
The place of death.
Yeah.
Of the dead. And Jesus just snatched those keys from Satan and said, your time's done.
You're done.
And, his spirit started to go back up through Sheol.
Yeah.
And he took everybody in the bosom of Abraham with
yes.
him, and they all went on to heaven.
Woo! Praise God.
Know, he emptied it out.
You know, what occurred to me when you were saying that earlier is we have a bunch of people in this nation and probably around the world that go to psychics. They try to find out what the future is going to hold. They go to fortune tellers. They read cards. They do this stuff, crystals and all this kind of stuff, looking for the future, yet Satan didn't even know.
Right.
And that's really into the palm of the devil right there when you're going to those kinds of things. Deuteronomy says, don't do that.
Right. Oh, exactly. I mean, I hate those California psychic commercials.
I know it.
They really irritate me. The resurrection was prophesied.
Yes.
Peter brought that up.
Right.
On the day of Pentecost, Psalm 16 prophesied the resurrection. You will not leave your Holy One in hell.
But see, Satan didn't believe that. I mean, he doesn't believe the word. He knows it's written there, but he doesn't think, you know.
But he has to bend to it.
He has to bend to
when
it, though.
When it's spoken in faith, he has to bend to it.
Amen. That's why Jesus did that in Matthew 4. You know, it is written, and then quoted the word.
Exactly.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God.
You shall not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
Yes.
There it is. I mean,
right
Peter
there.
Quoted that on the day of Pentecost as proof. That the
yes.
resurrection itself was prophesied.
Ooh, Matthew, go ahead.
And, you know, it's just amazing.
Yes.
To me. I mean, I have some friends on Facebook, former coworkers that are there. They boast about being atheists. Yeah,
right.
Whatever. But it's like, you know, they just I look at some of the posts and they're just infantile.
Right.
It's not even a good argument against the resurrection. It's just something stupid.
Yeah.
But it's like, why expend all that energy
right.
trying to disprove this when all it takes is just believing
right.
and your life will change?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew 28, after the Sabbath, the first light of the new week dawned. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. And suddenly, I'm reading now the Message Bible, and I love the word suddenly always. Suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven, came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone and then sat on it. Now that's dominance, you know, and that's showing power. That's showing authority. The angel came down from heaven, and he didn't come down just kind of sneak into town. Oh, no. He came down with an earthquake, with shafts of light coming from him, with power, such power that he could move that big stone away. And then he sits on it. Talk about domination. I mean, this is like we're in control here.
Right. And I don't
Woo!
Think the angel
yeah.
even had to work up a sweat to
oh,
move
no.
that stone.
Oh, no. No, it's just like flipping the finger.
Exactly. I think he just kind of brushed it and it moved. And then he had the audacity to get up there and sit on it.
Sit on it. I love
it's
it.
It's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But And the guards saw it, and they all fainted.
Oh, they all passed out.
Imagine, because...
Oh, no.
You know, if they were Romans, they probably didn't have much of a concept of angels, but all of a sudden, here's this, obviously some sort of, in their eyes, divine being, glowing like crazy, and sitting down on, rolling this stone away and sitting down on it. They just passed out. And, of course... That was dereliction of duty.
Right. They could have lost their jobs, their heads, or something.
They could have lost their lives because of it.
Yeah.
The chief priests, of course, cooked up this story that we'll smooth it over with Pilate. Here's some money. You just say that the disciples came and stole the body.
Right.
Okay, that is the silliest thing. I mean... The disciples, as we already said, were sniveling, hiding behind closed doors.
Right. So they were not going to get out and go take the body.
They were not going to, try and knock down a detachment of Roman guards.
Right.
And steal a body.
They weren't that brave, and they probably weren't that strong.
And note, too, the stone had not been rolled away yet till the angel came down.
That's right.
And so the guards knew what happened.
Right. They knew.
They knew, but they were paid to lie about it.
They took the bribe in verse 15 of Matthew 28. The soldiers took the bribe and did as they were told. That story, cooked up in the Jewish high council, is still going around. I like that story. I mean, I like that sentence.
Well, and there's other, theories. Like, I like the way you mentioned Josh McDowell when he would talk about the swoon theory.
He'd do
that sweeping motion all the way across the stage that... Jesus, this is even stupider.
Yeah.
That Jesus wasn't dead and somehow the herbs and spices revived him and he moved the stone.
Yeah.
Now,
really?
That takes more faith than to believe in the resurrection.
Well, absolutely. And his body was totally broken and
bleeding.
Disjointed and all of
for
that.
For heaven's sakes, he couldn't. Oh, without
horrible.
The resurrection, he couldn't have moved a finger.
No, because he was totally beaten. And when that cross went down in that hole, after he was already nailed to it, and they stretched his arms out as far as they could. That was their custom, to really torture and probably disjointed every bone in his body. Didn't break them.
Didn't break a one.
No, because that's scriptural, but it did disjoint them. So, and now here comes somebody very interesting to the tomb. I love this, Pastor Jim. Maybe part of that is because I'm a woman, but I love the fact that the first person here that the angel speaks to is Mary and Mary Magdalene. And the angel says in verse 5 of Matthew 28, there's nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised just as he said. I've underlined that just as he said, circled it and everything else in my Bible. This is a Message Bible I'm reading out of. I don't know what translation you have in there today, but...
I brought the NIV today.
The NIV. What does that sentence say? But he was raised just as... Or verses 5 and 6. You want to read those in the NIV?
Angels, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead."
Woo! And he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. That's the message. Love it that Jesus didn't just disappear. He had a plan in place, and he knew where he's going to meet them. Don't you hate it when you're traveling with somebody and they get off at a different exit than you are and you're trying two cars to stay together or whatever, and you don't have a plan as, okay, we're going to meet here at a certain time? I love the fact that Jesus thought about all that and said, tell him, I've already told him where it is we're going to meet, what mountain we're going to meet on, what little area that we're going to hang out together here. And the angel said, Jesus already told you where, so you know where to go. You know, that he already, that was established. And this whole thing about Mary Magdalene, and would you please tell about her before we go to this next song?
Well, Mary was very possibly a prostitute.
Right.
A lot of people connect her with the prostitute in Luke, where she came in and poured oil on Jesus' feet.
Yes, that's what I've always heard, too,
You know that was actually Mary Magdalene. We do know, Mark reports she had 7 demons cast out of her.
Right.
So at the very least, she was at one point demon-possessed.
Right.
And she was a woman.
Right.
And she was,
that was
the
a
first
lower
one.
Class citizen in that day and age.
Right. And so she sees Jesus and she runs back and tells, as we heard earlier, like in that song, she runs back to tell the disciples.
Right.
So she was the first evangelist.
The first evangelist.
She was the first one to share the good news that Jesus is alive.
Ha. This next song just fits right here, as if Mary Magdalene is singing this. It's actually Nicole Mullen, but I know that my Redeemer lives. I love this song. Listen, get excited, knowing that God is alive. Jesus is alive.
My Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to
beautiful. We're gonna, you know, that short song was pretty short. We're gonna do another one we have on the CD there, Jesus is Alive. Do you want to tell about that one, Pastor Jim?
Oh, that's a peppy one.
I know. I think we need that right now.
Yeah, it's a good peppy one. And we need to remember, and I quoted Augustine this morning, St. Augustine, when we were out at the beach. His phrases was, we are an Easter people.
Right.
And hallelujah is our song.
Woo!
And I think sometimes we lose sight. And I know that my Redeemer lives. I think sometimes like around Christmas, we think that's the end all and be all.
Right.
But without the crucifixion, Christmas wouldn't have needed to take place.
Right.
And without the resurrection, the crucifixion was useless. But without the second coming,
right,
there would have been, you know, no need for the resurrection. So it all ties in.
It does.
I like that, because sometimes I think we get stuck in, oh, and I love celebrating Christmas, you know that.
Yes.
Resurrection, all of that. But it's because of those that we can look back to look forward to Jesus' return.
Amen.
And that's, that gets me going.
Amen. We got to teach on that again soon. Here we go. Jesus is alive. Amen. Woo! Yes.
And Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and last we see. Oh, the curse of sin is broken, and we have perfect liberty. For the Lamb of God has risen. He's alive.
He's alive.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive, dear ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive. Romans 8:11 says this. If that spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, if he's living in you, is he living in you, dear listener? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It's not about knowing about him. It is knowing him.
It's knowing him.
It's knowing him. And Pastor Jim, there's a lot of people in this world that have heard about him. I've heard about when Easter rolls around, everybody seems to hear about him.
Well,
but do you know him?
Right. And I kind of mentioned that this morning, too. I mean, I grew up in a denominational church and, you know, heard sermons and heard all about Jesus and went to church camp and heard more about Jesus and, but never, I never understood. I never knew him. I knew all about him. I
right.
mean, I even preached a sermon before I knew him.
Wow. Oh, my.
I was in kind of a liberal denomination.
You know, a lot of people probably do things like that.
Right. I mean,
they don't really know him as their Lord and Savior, but they talk a big talk, you know,
well,
like they do.
Or they have, I would say I was a social Christian. I mean,
okay.
I went to church, I knew about Jesus, went Sunday school. But then, like you had mentioned before, I got involved with that Campus Crusade for Christ. And it was on a Tuesday. We were looking for somebody to witness to, the guy who was kind of the head of our little group.
Right.
And I, and there wasn't anybody, so we got to talk. I mean, I was in Campus Crusade and I wasn't saved.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and I mean, I might have been, I don't know. I mean, I got saved every year at church camp.
Right.
You know, you walk the sawdust trail every year at church camp.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least at that point, I could pinpoint a day when I said, yes, Lord.
Yes.
I believe.
And that's
I confess
what we have
with
to
my
do.
Mouth
yes.
that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. And from that moment on, things were different.
Yes.
I mean,
it's got to be a moment that you can remember, I think. You know, I think people, there's a lot of people, do you know Jesus? Oh, yeah. I've been going to church all my life. No, it's not about you going to church. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Have you asked him to live in your heart? You know, there's a lot of people that have this erroneous belief that everyone has God in them, and they don't. They don't. Only the scripture is clear about this, starting with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I heard somebody say recently, if everybody has God in them, don't you think some people are kind of mad about that? That don't want God in them? And see, it's not true. It's not scriptural. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you have God in you. You have Jesus in you. Romans 8:11 says, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. That verse starts with, if He is. Not just because you're a human being, B-E-A-N. You're a human being. Just because you are that, then you have Jesus in you. No. No, it's not a guarantee, because the scripture is clear. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. And that word in the original Greek is Zoe, which is what I named my dog after, Zoe Grace. Zoe means the God kind of life, the kind of life that says, I make, you know, I the power of God living in you. Okay, makes you, turns you into somebody new, somebody different. You know if you have Jesus living on the inside of you, because you're not the same person. You want to tell people about this amazing resurrected Lord. You know what I mean, PJ?
I was sitting here smiling, remembering, the fall of 1973 after I got saved.
I had a baby that year, Ryan.
Oh. Mercy. Mm-hmm.
My son, Ryan.
People thought I was nuts because all I could do was talk about Jesus.
You were a Jesus freak.
I was a Jesus.
I was a Jesus freak. That's okay. That's all right. And you were a hippie too, weren't you?
No, just a Jesus freak.
Okay.
And then, you know, the following year I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that really made
And that really became you more of a Jesus freak.
Yeah. I mean, all I wanted to do was
talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus.
And it's funny, and I mentioned this before too. Like, and I still was going to that same church.
Right.
And we sang the same hymns, but all of a sudden, I mean, that first Christmas after I got saved, that first Easter, those songs, it's like I'd never sung them before. You know, we sang the one this morning, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
And right.
The denomination I grew up in, we sang that every single Easter. And oddly enough, that was the only time we ever sang it. And there's no reason not to sing Easter songs all throughout the year.
Sure.
And Christmas songs, because we need to be reminded of that too.
Right.
But it's like I'd never heard these songs before, because I was different.
Yes.
All of a sudden, those words came alive to me.
Oh, amen.
The words of the hymns came alive.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa, this is a song of victory. And that's why, you know, we sing, you know, 1, 2, and 4.
Right.
No. As we did this morning. It's like, there's too much in that verse number 3,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
We can't leave that stuff out. Right. It's like, you know, because you know Him, you want to do these. You want to praise Him.
You know, Jesus said, if you all don't want to praise Me, even the rocks and children, you know, out of the mouth of babes and comes praise. And you know, praise is essential for who we are, because when we can give God the glory for His wonderful taking care of us, mm-hmm. the way He loves us, the way He heals our bodies, the way He is always with us day and night, no matter what. He said, I am with you always. That's the most frequent promise in the Word of God. I am with you always. And the most frequent command in the Word of God is fear not. Okay. Why? Because we as humans tend to be afraid, like these disciples were. We tend to want to run and hide from reality a lot of times, put the cover over our heads and watch soap operas for days, you know.
Well, and now we don't have to fear.
No,
the power of death has been broken.
Woo! Praise God.
Paul said, you know, it broke the power of death.
Yes.
So we don't have to fear anymore.
Right. Yes.
You know, we don't have to fear death anymore.
It's Hebrews 2. Love it. Love it.
That's it. Yeah.
Fear of death. 2,
it's like we don't have to worry. We
yes.
don't have to fear
right.
death or catastrophe, because Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulations. John 16:33.
Right.
In this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
He did that as the resurrection.
Yes.
Because He overcame, we overcome. Because He lives, we live.
Amen.
And we don't have to fear anymore. I mean, I was tormented
Yes.
By fear before I got saved. I mean, I've told the story. I'm scared to death, literally, of Jesus' second coming. I figured I was going to be roasted, toasted, burning in hell.
Right.
And at that point, I probably would have been. So thank you, Lord, for waiting till after I got saved. But that was the first thing. I mean, I used to be really afraid of tornadoes.
Right.
And, of course, living in central Indiana.
Yes.
Like, huh.
Yeah.
Not a good place to have a fear of tornadoes. That was the first fear that left.
Praise God.
Because there was a breakout, a huge breakout in the spring of 74. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that?
I do.
And, you know, Muncie, I was at school. I was kind of right in the middle of all this. And it's like.
Me too.
It was so incredible because I wasn't afraid.
Right.
For the first time, I wasn't afraid because, first of all, I knew my Redeemer lived.
Right.
And I knew I lived with him. And as Paul said, you know what? If I'm gone from this body, if I'm absent from this body, I'm present with the Lord.
Oh, amen.
And that's a wonderful thing.
You know, so many people take and celebrate this day with Easter eggs and bunnies and all of that traditional stuff. But they forget how the resurrection of Jesus impacts their life on a daily basis. If Jesus didn't come out of that tomb, a risen Lord, we don't have anything to celebrate. If he was just a good teacher and died on a cross because he was controversial and dared to buck the religious system, we don't have anything to be celebrating. But because he is the risen Lord, he came out of that tomb 3 days and three nights later, the risen Lord, he conquered death. He conquered the enemy's plans for him. They could not keep him dead. They couldn't keep him dead, you know? Yeah, he was dead for a while, but they couldn't keep him that way.
Right.
He conquered death. And, you know, in so many of our lives, listeners, we are so walking around this, you know, day after day, like PJ just talked about, in fear, in doubt, in worry, in stress. And we aren't growing that relationship of knowing Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior and really, really taking that to heart on a daily basis. And what does that mean? How does the resurrection of Jesus impact my life? It does on a daily basis. I serve a risen Savior, like we sang this morning. Mm-hmm. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. No, you know, he walks and talks with me. No matter what I've got going on in my life, he is right there with me and he's in me. And I love that about the fact that when we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, it's not just about knowing about him, but we can learn to know him.
Right. And it's not just, you know, saying in the creed, either, you know, the apostles or the Nicene Creed and he rose on the third day. I used to repeat that all the time, but all of a sudden it became a reality.
Yes, reality.
Because it hit me, wait a minute, he really did rise from the dead. And it's just,
we need to carry this with us every day, you know, with this knowledge. Wait a minute. When things are tough in our day, and we all have these things, when we are facing some serious physical problem or whatever the mm-hmm. case may be, the loss of a parent, a child, whatever you're going through out there, listeners, remember, you serve, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have invited him in, he's a gentleman. He's not going to come in if you don't invite him. Okay. And just because you were born does not mean you have God in you. Okay. You have God in you if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you believe that God sent Jesus to this earth to show us the Father, to walk among us, to teach us the principles that he wanted us to learn, and to go to the cross for our sins and sicknesses, die on that cross, but rise again after 3 days and three nights. He is the risen Lord, and no other religion can boast a risen prophet or whatever, master, teacher, whatever. Jesus Christ is the only one that came out of that tomb. And he was seen. In fact, if we had more time, we talk about he was seen by more than 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we know that on the night of his raising from the dead, which we sometime in the night, Saturday night, but by Sunday evening, the disciples were gathered closed doors in John chapter 20, right? And they were in there scared for their lives. And Jesus walks right through the wall, right through the door. And the thing he says to them is, peace. And what Jesus says to us today is, peace. Peace. You know, that first visit of Jesus to the disciples, I mean, he visited Mary Magdalene and the other Mary in the garden, so that's the first visit. But then when he goes there in the evening, on Sunday evening, and goes through the wall, can you imagine being those disciples, Pastor Jim, and going, oh, my.
It must have been. It must have been an
That's
incredible,
an OMG, right?
Yeah. Well, and because the only one who even remotely believed was John.
Right.
You know, he says after he left the tomb, he believed.
He believed.
He believed. He was the only one. Peter didn't.
Right.
The remainder of the 11 didn't.
Right.
And here Jesus walks in. And of course, you know, Thomas, we know, didn't, because he wasn't there that night.
Right.
And he said, yeah, right. You saw Jesus resurrected.
Yeah.
Unless I see the print of the nails.
Right.
And the mark of the spear, I'm not going to believe. Well, guess what?
8 days later.
8 days later, here comes Jesus again, meets with them. And this time Thomas is there. And, you know, Thomas falls down and says, my Lord and my God.
Yes. Jesus shows him the
prince.
The prince.
And there's no denying who Jesus was. And, you know, that it was the risen Lord.
Right.
And Thomas just bows and worships and says,
whoa,
my Lord and my God.
Woo, amen.
And that needs to be always our response.
Yes, my Lord and my God.
My Lord and my God. Amazing. I mean,
yes.
It must have been earth-shaking,
yes,
for them. Because, you know, I'm sure as quickly as he was there, he was gone.
Right.
You know, he told him, as Father sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And then poof, gone.
He's gone.
Gone for a week. Comes back. Then they remember they're supposed to go to Galilee. He shows up in Galilee.
Right.
And.
Ooh.
Incredible.
Easter Song by Keith Green. Keith Green died very young in a plane crash with his children. It was very, very sad back in the 70s, as I believe.
82.
80s? 82. And I don't know if he wrote this song, but.
No, this is second chapter of Acts.
Oh, this is second chapter of Acts.
They wrote the song, but this is
Keith Green singing it.
And this is my favorite version.
Here we go. Easter Song. Listen.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again.
Amen.
The bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he has risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen.
Amen.
Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing. You can be healed right now.
Amen.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ, he will reveal it now. The angels, they all surround us, and they are ministering Jesus' power. But this could be your glorious hour. Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia. Hallelujah.
disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he has risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia.
Praise God. God, he is risen. Woo! Great song by Keith Green. Oh, if any of you out there today are not sure of your salvation, if you are not positive down inside that if you died tonight, you'd be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, now, this moment, whether you listen on Starcom Radio Network after it's live or whether you're listening live to this show, now is the moment of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, and audience member, if you want to seal this down, nail down your salvation, and declare that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, now is your moment. Now is the appointed time. So repeat after me, Pastor Jim, and they will repeat with you wherever they are, scattered around the globe, if they want to receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus to this earth.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus to this earth.
To live among us, teach us, and die on a cross.
To live among us, teach us, and die on a cross.
I believe that he took my sins and sicknesses on the cross.
I believe that he took my sins and sicknesses on the cross.
I also believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I also believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
That he is alive forever.
That he is alive forever.
That he is the resurrected Lord.
That he is the resurrected Lord.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
I have ever said or done.
I have ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I receive you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
I receive you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
Come and live in me.
Come and live in me.
I am your child.
I am your child.
And you are my father.
And you are my father.
Jesus, you are my savior.
Jesus, you are my savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, we'd love to hear from you. If you prayed that prayer and would like to talk to either one of us, it's easy because I had my email first before Pastor Jim came along. Mine is pastor@bohmglobal.com. And his is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. And Pastor Jim, you love to get emails from people and answer them, and you're very good about it.
I do. I mean, if somebody, I think it's important that we answer people's questions honestly, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
Because, you know, I've learned a long time ago, I'm not afraid of honest questions.
Right.
You know, and people deserve honest answers.
Sure.
And I'm more than happy to help you if you maybe, Nan's so good at this. She'll email me or text me or something. I need a scripture about blah, 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 blah. Feel free to do that,
yes,
too. I love doing that.
Your wealth of information, and we love it.
And of course, if you prayed that prayer and you're just starting this Christian walk, let us know.
Amen.
We want to be a support to you.
Yes.
You know, because there's so much that, you know, we can maybe help you with, answer questions. Recommend definitely you get involved. I mean, if you're in this area, feel free to come to Beacon. You know, get involved in a church that believes the Bible. And Pastor mentioned before, read the Gospel of John. It's a great starting place.
It is.
You know, pray. Prayer is so important.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, you don't need to know King James English to pray. Just talk to God.
Just talk to God. It's about knowing him. So that means a relationship.
Right. It's
That's what it's about.
It's a communication back and forth.
Right.
You talk to him and expect him to talk back. And
absolutely.
He will. And it's just having a chit chat with Jesus. It's kind of a, I don't want that to sound sacrilegious at all, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Paul says to pray without ceasing, and that's how I do it. I just, throughout the day, I'll just talk to God.
It's kind of a constant dialogue, yeah. You know. My little companion is my little miniature dachshund, Zoe Grace, and you have Misty. And, you know, it's great to have somebody around the house that you can just say something to, or, hey, you know, and have this little conversation. But you know what? God lives in us, and he wants you to have that same type of ability to right. talk to him just like you would your dog or your cat or exactly. your spouse or whatever, because he wants to be an active part of our lives. We have had a tremendous show today about the resurrection of Jesus. But if the resurrection of Jesus had never happened, as we said earlier, what would our faith be based on? You know, we have the ability to have an ongoing, minute by minute, second by second relationship with God Almighty, the creator of all mm-hmm. things, God Almighty, the healer of our bodies, God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He's our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is all of these things. He is Jehovah Shammah. He's always with us. Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace.
He's our peace, our wholeness.
And our wholeness. And you know, Pastor Jim, I think it's so interesting that when Jesus goes through the wall that Sunday evening, you know, right after he is a resurrected Lord, he's only been out of the tomb less than a day. And the first thing he says is not, hey, look at me, guys. Look what I did. No, he is giving something away. He's the giver, and he's giving peace.
Well, and I think he had to, or they probably would have all fainted just like the guards.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
Peace.
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 Peace I give to you,
yeah.
You know? And he doesn't preach a sermon. He just speaks peace. And I think if you don't remember anything else today on this Resurrection Sunday in this show, realize that Jesus is the author of our peace. Because he went to the cross, because he died for your sins and sicknesses, because he arose, a risen Lord, he is able to be the peace giver.
Mm-hmm.
He is able to be the one who calms your fears, calms your anxiety, calms your panic attack. He is the one who is able to say to you, I am with you always.
Well,
I'll never leave you.
Right. And in Hebrew, shalom
yes.
means so much more than just peace. It means wholeness.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
the one that makes us whole.
Right.
Because we all are broken.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't need Jesus in the first place. But we're all broken. And he's the wholeness.
Yes, he is.
He's the one that puts us back together.
Praise God. Praise God. We all need this. Mm-hmm. We all need his peace. And in both of these times, it's recorded in scripture, the night of his resurrection on that Sunday night and 8 days later, when he walks into the room, that's what he says, peace be to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, he's preaching a big sermon or anything. He just wants them to calm down and relax
right.
and receive him
well, and
who
sure,
is peace, Jehovah
know,
Shalom.
They were hiding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
peace.
They needed
don't fear.
Peace right then.
Yeah, don't fear.
That's right.
I'm alive forevermore. Don't be afraid.
And that speaks volumes to us today. Wherever you are scattered around this globe, God's word to you today is peace. Peace. At the end of the day, it boils down to one word. You can have the peace of God that passes all understanding. He will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. He will teach you how to cast your cares upon him. He'll clean you up and cause you to be all things new. Oh, go
well,
ahead.
And in this current world climate, with all the stuff going on, he speaks peace.
He does.
We don't have to fear.
Right.
We don't have to be distraught.
Right.
If we believe in God, and if we trust him with our lives, he's got it. He's got
he's
it
got
in
it.
His hands. You know, we used to sing that song, he's got the whole world
yeah.
in his hands.
Right.
But think about it, he does. It's
he
not
does.
Something that we need.
Right.
It's not something that we need him to do. He's already done
He's already done it.
He has become our peace. Yeah.
He has become our peace. Praise God. We're so glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life. We always look forward every single week to being here. We are always live on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, and getting ready to start our 10th year on the radio in about 2 weeks, which is crazy good. And we invite you to join our life counseling show on Thursday evening, 6:06 p.m. right here on the station, also on dantalk1340.com. It's called Go Yard, which means hit a home run. My son Ryan is the announcer. You'll hear his voice. And it's just cool to learn how to hit a home run in life. And Dr. Angel Falzoni and I are blessed to be able to do this show every Thursday night. Again, if you missed the show or only heard part of it, came in late this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, on Starcom Radio Network. Forward, StarcomRadioNetwork.com.
Every Wednesday we hear, remember these four words.
I'm just trying to get it so people remember they can hear these shows again. They're out there. Yeah. StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday for this show, 12 noon for our Go Yard show on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And try to go and look up our new radio station in Puebla, Mexico, that went on the air for the first time yesterday afternoon after weeks of labor and all the radio equipment that we took to Mexico. And that is www, of course, Radio Libre, L-I-B-R-E, punto, that's dot, soy, S-O-Y. So Radio Libre, L-I-B-R-E, dot, soy. Look it up. Radio Libre Soy. If you can't find it, just drop me an email and I'll send you the link. Pastor at BOHMglobal.com. Final word real quick, PJ. Got to get this song
I
in
serve
here.
A risen Savior. He's Woo! In the world today.
Amen. And that's it.
Amen.
Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and me, Pastor Marcia, we just are so glad you've joined us today. Tell some people about this show and join us again next Sunday afternoon. Guess what? It's not far to Jesus. Well, I don't know how that happened, but that's a good song to end with. Okay, that's great. I can do all things. Praise God. Woo!
Sometimes I wonder what he
Amen. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Check it out. See you soon.
No glory of my own, yet in my weakness, he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.